Tom Karkel in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. AccuWeather forecast for today going to be mainly cloudy with a few peaks of the sun, and we'll have a high around 73 degrees. In Kenosha right now, it is cloudy, 57, 56 in Burlington, 59 with clouds in Milwaukee, and 58 degrees in Racine. The Dow Industrial Average, you've probably heard about this, closed down just under 600 points on Wall Street yesterday. Steve Kassenbaum says the fallout from China's economic slowdown may not have yet run its course.
Anyone who follows the stock market closely was not surprised by yesterday's dramatic plunge.
We have been waiting for this kind of correction for a number of years.
Global economics analyst Rana Forahar writes for Time magazine. She says the U.S. economy is doing okay, but a slowdown in China has a big ripple effect.
China makes up about three times the amount of the global economy as it did 10 years ago. So it's a much bigger deal now when China slows down. About 30% of U.S. corporate profits come from emerging markets.
China has trillions of dollars in its reserves, though, and in theory, the government can take steps to prevent its slowdown from doing too much damage to the global economy. Steve Kastenbaum, New York.
Governor Scott Walker calling on President Obama to cancel next month's U.S. visit by the Chinese president on fears of a slowdown in China's economy.
Because to me, not just because of what they've recently done to devalue their currency, but because of what they're not doing when it comes to upholding those very values. Why would we give that state visit to a country that doesn't share our values and our allegiances?
Governor Walker's presidential camp putting out a statement saying the president should show, quote, some backbone and focus on holding China accountable over its increasing attempts to undermine U.S. interests. Legislation at the state capitol in Madison would require elected officials who run for higher office to report who's paying for their travel expenses. More on this from Andrew Beckett.
Democratic State Representative Katrina Shanklin is a co-sponsor of the bill, which is aimed at state officials who run for federal office.
Any state official who is running for or even considering running for higher office, federal office, would be required to submit a monthly travel form with the GAB that explains what costs were incurred and who paid for them.
The bill is largely a response to trips Governor Scott Walker took earlier this year while considering his presidential run, which included overseas visits.
This bill is about accountability to taxpayers. It's about being fully upfront with the people of the state.
Walker's campaign has said it will reimburse the state for any campaign-related expenses while the governor is traveling. Andrew Beckett, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Racine's Finance and Personnel Committee continues to have staff look into alternatives for the current policy of general city workers being able to cash in a percentage of unused sick leave upon retirement, the goal to reduce a rather sizable budget number every year. Future City Attorney Scott Letney explaining five alternatives, including one that he felt was the most creative, which would create or could create a lower cap, but expand the bank of available sick days.
Cap ordinary sick leave bank at 240 hours, which is 6 weeks or 30 days of sick days. And that's all that would be paid out. If we allow a payout at retirement, it'd be 50% of that 240 days. But we'd allow employees to continue to accumulate sick leave into an extended sick leave bank. So if they've got 240 hours in, then they have this extended sick leave bank that would then be used for long-term kind of illness.
He said it would be a use or lose kind of availability, with a new policy applying to employees on whatever start date is chosen and to all accumulated sick leave after that date. Police and fire would not be affected by a policy implementation. Committee asked for more information surrounding the fifth option presented, with plans for more discussion next month. The results of a student survey and whether a student advisory council ought to be formed in Kenosha Unified going to be discussed by the Board of Education tonight. Board member Kyle Flood requested the question about the creation of the council be included in the most recent survey. According to the report to the board, over 36% of the students responding to the survey said they would not be interested in serving on such a council. 27% did express interest. Report indicates, based on those results, that secondary school leadership will meet quarterly with elected student government officials in each school. But the board, however, will look at suggested language for a policy that would create the Student Advisory Council. Racine's Finance and Personnel Committee supporting an effort to update and expand what are called wayfinding signs around the community, pointing to sites like the marina and the zoo and the festival hall, using Corbin Design out of Michigan, which has done similar work for Milwaukee and Madison. Based on a council committee of the whole directive, city purchasing agent Kathy Casper said that Corbin was picked out of four requests for, quote, responses.
The committee actually selected the firm that they felt had the best qualifications to perform the study. So now we are looking to move forward with that fiscal note outlines exactly where the funding would come from.
Community Development Program Specialist Jeff Hitton said the study will go beyond just the city limits to incorporate east of the interstate, but with focus toward Racine like a company has done with other communities. Available room tax money would be used to help to pay the $56,000 contract, along with $10,000 from Real Racine and $5,000 each from the Uptown and Downtown Business Improvement Districts. A Lake Geneva man accused of trying to scam a Mount Pleasant woman out of thousands of dollars by posing as a bank examiner has now been charged with theft by false representation and falsely acting as a public official. 72-year-old Francis Reardon in Racine County Court arrested at his home after a recently widowed Mount Pleasant woman reported to police that she'd been scammed by this man who called her, saying that she was investigating a problem with her checking account. He's being held in jail. He'll be back in court September 3rd. Used car giant CarMax being accused of routinely selling vehicles under recall without making repairs, though it's not against the law to do so. Connecticut Senator Richard Blumenthal says an independent inquiry done by the Connecticut Public Interest Research Group is, in his word, chilling.
If they were new cars, they could not be sold with those defects. But the present law permits used cars to be sold with these defects without repairs.
CarMax says they urge buyers to go to auto dealers and to get the recalls fixed, but Blumenthal says that's not nearly enough, asking the Federal Trade Commission to forbid these kinds of sales and sponsoring federal legislation to make it illegal. Family and friends of Racine County fire victim Steve Rogers taken to social and regular media seeking help for him along with his daughter and her children. They lost everything in a weekend incident at a mobile home park. Rogers still at Columbia St. Mary's Medical Center, Milwaukee for smoke inhalation and burns to his throat and ears. The town of Dover mobile home in which they all lived is a total loss. Cause of the fire still under investigation. A friend of Rogers' daughter, Shannon Sweeney, asking the public for help with things like clothing and school supplies for the grandchildren who are ages 6 and 9. She can be emailed at lucky753403@yahoo.com, or Steve Rogers' ex-wife Peggy is taking phone calls with any help at 262-455-1698. WRJN.com is our webpage. You can get our podcast and whenever you want. Local news section, that's where you find it. And at WRJN News, those are the Twitter updates. I'm Tom Carco, AM 1400, WRJN News.